Pueblo Inglés More Than English presents On the Road on a Plate with Colby Price. Hey, welcome back for another edition of On the Road on a Plate. Today, we're going on the road to the world's strangest or weirdest restaurants. That's right, unusual and unique dining experiences around the world. For example, if you are lucky enough, one day maybe you can eat at the Ifá Undersea Restaurant in the Maldives. That's right. What's so weird about this place? Well, the Conrad Maldives, Rangali Islands, Ifá, that's a long name, is the world's first aquarium-style underwater restaurant, as it is about 5 meters below the surface of the Indian Ocean between a lagoon and a coral reef. People lucky enough to get one of the 14 places in the restaurant can dine with the fish surrounded by clear acrylic that features a 180-degree below-water view. Reached by a wooden walkway from the nearby Sunset Grill, the restaurant cost $5 million to make, and it serves a 4-course contemporary fusion Maldivian menu, and the live sea creatures that come to check you out are only a little bit fresher than what's on your plate. And in fact, I've read the menu, and it sounds amazing. Now, that sounds great. This next one I'm not so sure about. The Clinic in Singapore. Singapore now has its own molecular gastronomy restaurant to join the ranks of Heston Blumenthal's Fat Duck and the many projects of Chef Ferran Adrià, where food takes the form of weird science experiments like foams, liquid nitrogen, and unique emulsions. However, the Clinic has taken it a bizarre step further. It simulates a hospital, and chefs operate, quote-unquote, on gourmet oddities in an open kitchen under the glow of operating room lights. The entire 13-course menu is served on stainless steel surgical tables, and diners are seated in gold-plated wheelchairs. For example, one of the signature dishes is dashi soup with olive oil soba noodles, and the noodles are self-forming and made by squirting the concoction from a syringe into a bowl of hot liquid. There's a restaurant we're going to see in a minute that I think would be even stranger than that, but that's got to be high on the list of the world's strangest restaurants. What about Dan Le Noir in London, New York, Paris, and other locations? What's so strange about this? Well, it is a series of restaurants that offers a chance to dine blind. Capitalizing on the trend of dark restaurants, the idea is to heighten awareness about blindness as well as one's sense of taste. So you get to see who you're eating with over cocktails in a lit bar and lounge before you enter the dark room, which seats about 60 people. Surprise menus come in 4 colors and themes: white for normal, red for no seafood, blue for no meat, and green for vegetarian. Then it's lights out as you move over to the dark side for a surprise feast. There are also Le Dan Le Noir restaurants in, or similar restaurants, in New York, Montreal, Germany, Zurich, Hamburg and Cologne in Germany, Paris and Moscow. You know, I could tell you what the signature dish is, but it wouldn't be a surprise now, would it? Strange name, strange restaurant at our next place. It's apostrophe S Baggers. So Baggers, I'm not even sure how you would pronounce that, in Nuremberg, Germany. What's so weird about this place? Well, have you ever wished that you could just eliminate rude waiters forever? Well, one restaurant owner, Michael Mack, has found the solution. In Bavaria, on the outskirts of Nuremberg, he opened the apostrophe S Baggers Cafe, the world's first automated restaurant. That's right. Humans still cook the food, but now chefs can focus on what they do best, Customers use touch screens to choose from a menu of typical Franconian dishes, such as a slaughterhouse platter, sausages, and roasts. And while they wait, they can write emails or SMSs until the food arrives, and it arrives on a conveyor belt. Mac has patented this rail system of food delivery, so don't be surprised if you start to see fewer waiters and more machines. One of the specialties at this place is the Frankish cannelloni, which are pancakes stuffed with mincemeat and kraut. Hey, tune in next time and we'll take a look at the other half of the strangest restaurants in the world. I'm Colby Price. Thanks for listening.